Let's start with the 4-H Chicken Queue. Coming up this Sunday at the fairgrounds, and Fred Fry is here. He is the chairman of the Chicken Queue Committee. Hi, Fred.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
I'm excited. I'm salivating already in advance of Sunday. Let me ask you question one, Fred. How many chickens are getting barbecued on Sunday?
Well, we have put on order approximately 5,000 chicken halves, so we have quite a few getting ready to go out.
5,000 chicken halves. Yeah, I know that you can just drive by the fairgrounds on this particular Sunday, and you know exactly what's happening inside.
Oh, yeah, there'll be, don't be alarmed, you will see a plume of smoke, but that's nothing short of charcoal burning and chicken.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can drive through, Pat. There's a drive-through that's on, it's almost immediately against Bennett Valley Road and Brookwood. You can come in that parking area. While we love the business, we definitely encourage you to pull into the parking lot, walk in, and see all the great things going on.
Well, we'll talk about those, too. But this is a great addition to the Chicken Queue, this drive-by thing. And it's a great idea for people who want to take advantage of the delicious eats, and they are delicious. I don't know if there are professional chicken cures among you, but I can say that every year the chicken gets better and better and better.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't disappoint. And as far as professionals, I don't know what makes a professional. Probably a person who has put a ton of time into doing the same thing.
That's pretty much it.
If that's the definition, then you bet we've got some professionals out there.
And it's going to take more than one to cook 5,000 chicken halves, that's for sure. And what does it cost for somebody to get into the fairgrounds or do the drive-by let's get dinner thing?
Well, that's a great question, Pat. So it is free of charge to park. The fairgrounds has helped us out with that. So
that's good news.
And it is definitely free of charge to attend. But once you smell the chicken and you get hungry, that's where the cost comes in, is $13 per person. And you will not be disappointed. You're going to be very, very satisfied with the portion. So not to worry.
All right. And I assume there's some sides involved here too, Fred.
You bet. I think there's we have a side of beans, some salad, bread. It's nothing short of a good old-fashioned chicken barbecue.
And that's perfect to celebrate and to honor and to raise some money for 4-H. And describe to us, Fred, if you can, what it's like to walk into the fairgrounds area. And we're not talking about the chicken barbecue here, but we're talking about the demonstrations and exhibits and all that that all revolve around 4-H.
Well, how much time do I have, Pat? Because I can go on.
I'm booked up for the next couple of years, so let me know when you're done.
All right. Well, I'll boil it down. You're going to walk in, and you're going to see a ton of people. You're going to see a lot of 4-H youth in their uniforms. They're going to be showing off what they do all year long. You're going to see kids with animal displays. You're going to see kids that have done sewing, woodworking, leather craft, robotics, mechanical stuff. It's a
4-H does robotics?
Okay, the old adage that you had to be into agriculture to be a 4-H'er, it's time to throw it out the window, because while there is a strong agricultural basis, it's not a necessity. If you can dream it up, it's being done, and it's all being done to make better youth and better community members.
That's pretty fantastic. And what is the age range for 4-H'ers?
I believe they start as young as 5. That's like a special junior, they call it. Additional age to come in is age out at high school when you graduate on or turn 18, I believe, is last. That expires your term.
Men's kids.
That's actually, it's all volunteer-led. So we have adult, well, I'm trying to think how they term it. But basically, they are a leader. They're qualified by the 4-H to be a leader.
Right.
And they'll run a project. So, for example, we would have a project on raising young rabbits. So you would have a leader who would oversee the group of kids. And then within that group, you're going to have a youth leader. So they're actually going to operate the meetings, conduct everything that goes on.
All good skills to learn, man.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Very important to a well-rounded education. And Fred, you're a rancher, right?
I guess you'd call it like a micro rancher, but I've been around agriculture all my life and not all unfamiliar to the ranch life.
So when did you start in 4-H?
You know, I'm a little embarrassed, Pat. I was not a 4-H'er. My family goes back several generations of 4-H'ers. Skipped me.
Skipped a generation.
It did. It went to my daughter, however.
But you're making up for lost time now, aren't you?
all I can say is I'm a believer. And of the people who have been through this, seen the changes that come on to these kids after having been part of such a great program, it's moving. And yeah, it's a great thing. And I am a believer. I wish I was a 4-H'er, but I have one at heart, I think.
Well, you are a 4-H'er now.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sure you get the honorary degree.
Well, I'd like to hope so.
Yeah.
I get a free parking spot anyhow.
And if not, then I'm going to have somebody make up a badge, and I'm going to bring it to you on Sunday so you can wear it proudly as part of the 4-H. And this is a 57-year tradition,
it is.
This chicken queue in Sonoma County. You know it's got to be good.
It is. It is. It's something. I was telling a story to somebody yesterday. You'll go on Sunday morning to the barbecue pits before all the action starts. We haven't opened up yet. And you will see vehicles pull in with people that have been barbecuing for probably 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
And you don't even call them. They just show up and they go right to work. This is a standing tradition that I'm quite proud of.
That is fantastic. And it's been a few years since I've been there, and I'm really looking forward to being there Sunday afternoon. I'll be there from 1 to 3. I understand there's some sort of cake eating or cake contest that's involved during that time.
They're
not a bad gig if you can get it.
Well, I'd like to take a moment to shine a little light on what you're going to do, Pat. I'm for all of you out there listening, this is such a treat to have Pat Kerrigan. She is literally holds a special place in my heart, and I'm assuming all of yours with the role she's played this fall in the fires. We have traditionally had out there, Pat, a lot of first responders, medics, hospital staff, reach, lands, and takes off a helicopter, highway patrol, sheriff, you name it, they're usually there. But this year we drove really hard to bring as many out as we can because we think it's important for these kids, for the whole community to embrace their role. And can I let the cat out of the bag?
Sure.
Pat's going to be there to help do a little bit of a ceremonial appreciation, so to speak, from the Fort and our Sonoma County to these first responders. So, Pat, I can't tell you thank you.
Well, you're welcome on behalf of the entire team here at KSRO. And I'll tell you what, I am honored to be in the company of those folks you've just mentioned. So I'm thrilled to be there on Sunday. And it's going to be really fun for me, too, because on Saturday night, I'll be at Chateau St. Jean with a Council on Aging event after the Kentucky Derby. So I'm going to go from the black and white outfit to, I hope you don't mind, my jeans and my tennies for Sunday's chicken queue.
Perfectly appropriate.
All right. Fantastic. Fred, thanks so much for being here. I can't wait to see you on Sunday. And I can't wait. I'm bringing I'm not going to bring a fork and knife. I'll just bring a couple extra napkins in the back pocket.
Sounds perfect to me. So for those of you listening, don't be shy. Come on out. It's going to be a great day, family fun. And Pat, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. And it's 11:30 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon on Sunday. And yes, there is that drive-by opportunity for a great chicken barbecue lunch or dinner for your family. And again, that is on Bennett Valley Road and Brookside, right?
Brookwood.
That's right. Right on the other side of the fairgrounds there. Free parking. I love to hear that too, Fred.
Yeah,
We will see you over there, and congratulations in advance.
All right. Well, thank you, Pat, and look forward to seeing everyone out there.
Absolutely. We'll all be there, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out there too. And I did save a pair of tickets for the chicken queue this Sunday. Would you like a pair? Yeah, come join us. Any excuse to get this community together in a single place at a single time, let's do it. If you'd like a pair of tickets to the Chicken Queue Sunday, give us a call at 636-1350, 636-1350. We'll take caller number 3 for a pair of tickets to the Chicken Queue, and it's going to be a blast. Can't wait.